nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. Hi there, it is May 7, 2021. We're live here this morning. It's 10 o'clock Central Time, and my name is Patrick Timpone. Our network is OneRadioNetwork.com. We do shows Monday through Friday, and all kinds of archives, audio and video, on our website, One Radio Network. Good morning. If you'd like to join the show, a couple ways to do it. Phone number, 888-663-6386. Email is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. OneRadioNetwork.com. It's a beautiful time in Central Texas and the Hill Country where we live, and spring has sprung and things are popping up all over the place. So, hope you're having a good day, and we're going to have a nice weekend here, and let's see if we can kick off the weekend with some interesting things for you to think about, or not. I was going to have an acupuncture treatment today after this show. Hadn't done one for a long time, and heard about this fellow, a doctor so-and-so from China, and I thought, well, I'll get an appointment, it'd be fun just to get a little tune-up. It's been a long time, several years. And they called this morning and just wanted to ask me a few COVID questions. And I said, sure, what do you want? And they said, well, have you or your family been exposed to someone with COVID? No. Okay. And they said, well, you have to come and wear a mask. And I don't wear masks. But so I said, okay. But I think if I want to come in with a mask, I can take it off then. Oh, no, you have to wear it throughout the whole session for an hour. I said, nah, I'm not going to do that, thanks. Okay, we'll cancel you. Okay, bye. So that was it. It's just difficult to imagine that here you are, people that are asking you to lie down and essentially telling your body that you fear something that I know doesn't exist, but they don't know it doesn't exist. But even then, you're still fearing something. You're fearing that you're going to catch something, and you're lying down for a healing session. It doesn't even compute. It doesn't even compute. There's no reason why some place in Austin has to I don't even get it anymore. So I think this corona thing is a good opportunity for us to get out of the fear thing once and for all, because we have a little bit of skin in the game now. Because once you're really done with fear, in my opinion, once you're really over it, and I mean fear of anything, virus, police, government, vaccines, 5G, whatever. The challenge du jour, then you're really free. Other than that, we're not free. If you choose to be in fear of anything, you know, you're just kind of halfway free. And I think I'm not criticizing those of you who are, or I was most of this lifetime, many lifetimes before, so it's not being critical. I'm just pointing something out that I know to be true. I can't prove it, but I don't care. That when we are in fear of anything, it weakens our body, punctures our aura, our chi, our mojo, our essence from the inside out, which is the only way that things can get in. It punches it, a little perforation, if you will, and that's how things poke in. There are no coincidences. There are no coincidences. The only way we catch something, which we don't, but the only way we think we catch something is because we believe we catch something. So So people believe that they catch the flu and they catch a cold and they catch the measles and they catch this and they catch that and they catch herpes and they catch, and that's just not true. The germ theory has never been proven to be correct. Never. It's never been proven. People say it's controversial. I get emails all the time when we'll talk about it. It's not controversial. Show me the virus. It's only controversial because you think that you're having a hard time letting go of the idea that there is a virus. So for you, you have this controversy going on inside, and I get it. I'm not criticizing you, but it's not controversial. No science behind it. None. Pasteur cooked the books. You can do your research. He wrote diaries and he cooked the books. He was trying to prove the germ theory, and he was adding little chemicals and stuff that were making people sick to his experiments because he wanted to prove the germ theory. It's true. Louis Pasteur. So all this pasteurization stuff that has been going on since Louis has been a lie. Pasteurized milk, pasteurized orange juice, pasteurized applesauce, I don't know, pasteurized everything. Of course, you have a longer shelf life, which is the reason the pasteurization and the food people bought into it, the milk people. That's the only reason. Of course, it destroys the real essence of the milk, but they don't tell you that. Not to get too far afield, but the milk people are very powerful, the milk lobby. If you don't think they are, go to a city council or some kind of health department meeting where people are wanting to sell raw milk. And I've been to a few. And their eyes just glaze over. You could talk to your blue in the face and they're not going to believe you because they somehow are in on the deal. And the milk lobby doesn't want to hear anything about it, and they've kept raw milk out of stores in most states for, 75 years? 100 years? I don't know. Long time. No. Raw milk. He'll kill you. Thousands of years, people just take it out of the cow, and it didn't kill them, but it'll kill you. They just want to sell milk with a 2-month shelf life. And they do that by heating it above 160 degrees and not much left. I mean, you get some stuff, but the good stuff is gone. So pasteurization, it's just one of those things. The almond people in California some years ago, recall, they convinced somebody that they really needed to pasteurize. I think they all got together and they needed to pasteurize. They convinced an unwitting world that they needed to pasteurize the almonds because whatever. They made up some story. And the reason is because they had too many almonds and they wanted to store them in silos waiting for to sell them. And if they weren't pasteurized, then after a while they would go frumpy. So they would kill them. So even today, you can go to Whole Foods and other places and you'll see raw almonds, and they're not really raw. They've been pasteurized. There's a few places. Italy has a place, and there's several places in California. And you just have to ask and make sure they're really raw, unpasteurized almonds. I get them from a place online. I can give you the name. I'll run downstairs during a break, and they have some great products. We don't have a financial interest in them, but good products, and they're all unpasteurized almonds, walnuts, and Brazil nuts, and they're the real deal. So you got to be careful. Don't just go to the hippie food store and they say raw almonds. They shouldn't be allowed to do that, but they do, and shouldn't be allowed to do a lot of things. So the germ theory is a theory. The idea that there's something floating around in the air that we take in, these things called viruses, and then can then share, is just a lie. Never been proven, and actually been proven otherwise. We've talked to people, Jason Kristoff, Sophia Smallstorm, and others, and they can show, prove it, that the Spanish flu thing was a lie. It was really chemicals. I believe DDT, that was what it was about. And it was about vaccines, and then they were giving vaccines, and that's what were killing people. But there were actual experiments, according to Dr. Cowan and others. They tried to take snot from somebody with this Spanish flu that killed a billion people, and they couldn't do it. Pass it along, you just can't do it. So same for polio. That was a DDT thing or some kind of a chemical, DDT, I believe. Yeah, maybe the Spanish flu was something else. Polio was a DDT. So, you know, polio, there was not a virus going around giving people polio, but even to this day, they'll say, well, we cured polio with a vaccine. Really? This is Patrick Timpone. We are live here, May 7, 2021. Nothing is as it seems. Nothing is as it seems out there in the world of media, AMA, Big Pharma, CDC, WHO, you, and then nothing. They just make stuff up. Just make it up. Even if there were a virus, which there's not, there's never been a COVID virus isolated, properly isolated and shown to exist separate, a real separate virus, communicable, deadly, unique, never, never. These viruses are produced by us. They're not damaging us. We are passing them along to everyone, also known as exosomes. And this is how we evolve. Viruses are created to help the body to heal, to detoxify. That's what flus are. That's what colds are. They are detoxifications, and they can be brought on by anything. Changing weather, stress, the belief that it's flu season. Somebody in your family gets the flu and then you think you can get it. You'll get it, but you don't. You just detoxify. So just bless them. They help you to get rid of. The body's always trying to get rid of stuff that it doesn't need, that we take in the food, in the air, and the water. And thoughts, negative thoughts, beliefs that are just beliefs that don't have any sense of benefit for us. Count them. Terrorists can get you. They might have mandatory vax. I can't do this. I can't do that. I love the government and the government's here to help. Or whatever it is. That belief that we buy into is detrimental to the body if it's not in alignment with truth, peace, love, hippie beads, God, beauty, balance. And that's what we're made out of. So anytime We have thoughts that we buy into, or ideas or images we buy into that are not of that caliber, then that's detrimental to the body. And then the body has to detox these things. It's got to come out. So that's why we get the flu, or we get a cold, or we get a headache. But we didn't catch anything. Bacteria is doing the same thing. We've been taught by a lot of folks over the years that strep throat, for example, is a bacteria that's in the throat. It's trying to clean up the damaged tissue in the throat for... That's there for many reasons, the same toxins, chemicals, poisons, stinking thinking. Not saying our truth, that'll damage the throat. That'll damage the thyroid, not speaking our truth. That'll do it. Boom. How many people do that? So you get strep throat. And then, but it's just the bacteria is there to help. Unlike the government, they really are there to help. They really are there to help. But we've been taught that they're evil, like viruses. And then the AMA has taught the doctors, and then the universities have bought into that, and they'll give you studies and whatever, and it's just all a big lie. So even if there were, let's just play a game here on this 7 May morning, May 7th morning. By the way, if you care to join the conversation and you just think I'm Looney Tunes, call up 888-663-6386 or email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I am Looney Tunes, but in a good way. So let's just play a game. So let's say that there really was a unique, virulent, communicable virus running around like they have told people for the last year and a half. Let's just say there was. Would you be better off believing this? A, well, there's some virus out there, but I'm strong. I got a good immune system and I'm not going to catch it and I'm good, fine. Or, I may catch it and get COVID and die. So you see, what I'm arguing here is that even if there was, I would encourage you to let it go because you're better off anyway. You're stronger for it. Telling yourself that nothing can hurt you is way better than thinking that something can hurt you. It's 180 degrees difference. Which is why, in my opinion, so many people came down with symptoms during this COVID fraud. Because they believed that they could get sick. Because they watch TV, and the guy on TV and the girl on TV said, well, you're going to get sick, and there's so many people dying. And they never looked at the numbers and saw that only 0.04% of people die from this alleged virus. I mean, even if there was a virus, the numbers are still terrible. The numbers still don't work, and there isn't even any virus. It's amazing that this has gone on. Fascinating. I mean, whoa. You talk about pulling off an Orwellian whatever. Man, these guys are good. And you look at Agenda 21 and the Klaus and World Economic Forum and Event 201, and I haven't looked deeply at them, but people have talked about them. They've been on the show, and this has all been planned out. Big plan. This has all been planned out. Part of the deal. They knew they were going to do it. I don't suspect they knew it was going to happen as well as it has. I don't know. I think it's important to get a little clarity on who these people are and what their agenda is, so you can then have less fear about them. We'd like to present it here at One Radio Network in a non-fear porn way, so you can navigate and understand. Say, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't have to be. No, I don't have to worry about it. This is just what they're doing in the movie. Remember, we've talked about it. It's just a movie. Just a movie, no different than Star Wars. So you can get into it and all that in Star Wars or any movie. And then when the movie's over, then it's just over. So you can talk about the movie and see who the players are, see who the bad guys are, see who the good guys are, and then realize it's just a movie and then it doesn't affect us whatsoever. So it's good to understand who the players are in the movie. Otherwise, the movie's no fun because you don't know what's going on. It's a deer in headlights thing, right? So this really, in my opinion, by the way, it's May 7th. If you care to join us, 888-663-6386. We're live here. It's about 22 minutes after 10 o'clock Central. Your calls always take priority. You don't have to follow the conversation where I'm going here. You can, anything else you want to talk about, past guests, anything at all, we welcome you. Or email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So I think this really, really began to come to the forefront of who these people are with this man called Donald Trump. Say what you will about him. I don't know if he's partially swampy, a little swampy, who knows. But there was no doubt about it, and he was very upfront about it, that he was and is a nationalist and didn't want open borders, wanted to put tariffs on China and did, lower taxes and bring the corporations back, lower unemployment, and get the economy rocking and rolling, which he did. He was the force behind it. There's no doubt about it. The numbers are there. It's there. So these people, the same people that have orchestrated COVID, that want to take over the world with the one world government and the great reset, the same crowd, in my opinion, are the same people that did everything they could to get this man out. How they ever let him in, I'm still not real clear about that, but they did. Many people say they were just so cocky and believed that they had Hillary sewed up, and he just snuck in under the wire. Possible. Maybe they were just asleep at the wheel. I'm not sure. Sure, does Trump have an issue? Well, he's got some real vaccine issues, and who knows? I just choose to believe at this point that he's just been misinformed by people who love vaccines. I hope that's the case, but if it's not, well, then he's a swampy guy. But his actions were definitely nationalist, and these people are not. They want the United States, all evidence that they want the United States to crash and burn, because they're going to bring out a Fed coin, a digital dollar, which is even more digital than this dollar is. And they want to do a lot of different things just to simply drive this country into a third world country. And they're doing it right now today by opening the borders. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos out there. I mean, the people are just, millions are just pouring in from Mexico, from all over Central America. And they're taking buses and driving them all over the country and just dumping them off. Nothing. Could be any people. And the reason they're doing this is, in my opinion, twofold. One, they're going to have a lot more people that can vote for them, the globalists who are controlling the Democrats in 2024, because, you know, they'll be on the hook because they're going to give them free stuff, and they'll definitely got to vote for the people who let them in. Come on. So they won't even need to cheat next time. They'll have, you know, 10 or 20 million new people who they'll let vote because they're fighting voter ethic laws and up and down. You saw what happened in Atlanta. It's just so obvious what's going on. But then another thing is to keep wages low. And the more you bring in from Central America and Nicaragua and all these places, and they all come through Mexico because you don't have to fly or take a boat. All Central America is all tied together on land and come right in, all in Texas, everywhere, just pour through. And these folks, God love them, they have bought into the idea that this is the land of opportunity, the land of milk and honey, and they're just going to let us in, and they will find work. They'll find work in construction and everywhere, and they'll do it for a lot less than market wages, than levels that a carpenter or somebody who's really good at it, who might be getting $20, $30, $40 an hour, and they'll take $10. So this keeps wages low, which is part of the idea of taking this country and driving it into a third world country. Very clever. So these are the same people that orchestrated, in my opinion, this whole COVID phenomenon. And if you go at the very top, you can talk about the old money, you know, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, it's usually the Rothschild people, the folks that own and control the central banks of the world. The money people, the boys we used to call them on Andrew's show, the people that are controlling the World Economic Forum and Gates and this whole crowd that think there's too many people, so they want to kill a lot of people, and they're doing a pretty good job. And they have met with, sat with, played golf with places like the CDC, the UN, the WHO, the central banks, big pharma, big agriculture, big tech, Apple, Google, YouTube. You don't get to be an Apple or a YouTube or a Google or anything unless you buy into their game. Just no way. CIA invested. This is on record. You can find it. They invested in Microsoft and Facebook and YouTube early on. So these folks sold their soul to the devil early on. You don't get to become a billionaire unless you're in on the deal. I would temper that by saying, except Warren Buffett. I don't think he's in on the deal. He gives away almost all of his money. He started in 1980 building Berkshire Hathaway. It was $275 a share when Ronald Reagan came in. $275 a share, Berkshire Hathaway. You know what it is today? A share? I think it's $425,000. He built this brick by brick for the last 40 years, by investing in good companies, solid companies, He goes to the companies and talks to the people, talks about their product, talks to the people on the line. How are they being treated? What's their ethics? What's their vision? That's how he made all his money, by investing in solid companies. Now today, if you want to buy some Berkshire Hathaway, it's only $400,000 a share. So other than that, I think they all are in on the deal. Certainly we know Netflix now, Amazon Prime, Hulu. The people that are making the decisions on bringing films to you and I, they're in on the deal. They're globalists, internationalists. You can look at some of the documentaries and after 10 minutes, you know they're all swampy, global warming, trans, whatever, you know. Black, white. This is their agenda, to split people up, black and white, men and women, to promote this whole trans things. Global warming, the Green New Deal, Hollywood, Netflix, Amazon. It's what they do. And of course, we know, let me put my leg up here. We know that in the last 18 months, Twitter and Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo, who knows, have all shown us that they're in on the deal. So if you question anything, vaccines, voter fraud, I mean, they just censor you. We've been kicked off of Facebook for the last time. I'm done now. 30 days, 2 or 3 days ago, we published a VAERS report. So this is their numbers, right? VAERS, which is the vaccine something and something and something. We're going to play a little clip from Tucker Carlson about it. The VAERS report, it's a report that's tied in with the CDC that tells you how many people have been damaged, injured, and all died from this injection. And the curious about the VAERS thing is that they did a study with it and they said that only 1%, I don't know how they came up with this number, only 1% of the people who are injured or died from vaccines, this VAERS has been out for a long time, report 1%. Report. Tucker's got the numbers here. We'll play it. And if that's true, I mean, there's been a lot of people who have died from this injection and been damaged. So at this point, I don't have a television, but I don't have TV, but I see clips. People send me clips. They come to me from all over. And I believe that Tucker Carlson is probably only man alive on mainstream media that is even getting close to going after the truth. How long he's going to stay there? They'll let him on? I don't know. But he's starting to venture into some lands, and I suspect that the Murdochs get a little queasy because they are globalists. But evidently, the Murdochs who own Fox are capitalists as well, and he has the highest rating show on television, and he just keeps growing. So they probably can't afford to let him go. Plus, he'd probably start his own network anyway. He has such a big audience because he's cool. I mean, he's trying. And he's very careful, if you hear him, very careful. He doesn't come out and say vaccines are dangerous. As a matter of fact, he says the opposite. He tries to retain his credibility, and he does. After the break, we'll play a little clip. It's just interesting. You probably don't do television either, so it might be interesting to watch him. Well, it is May 7, 2021. You know me, I'm a ham. I just go on and on. Lots to talk about. Anything that you'd like to join us with, we're happy to see you. We came in contact with a fellow by the name of Rafi. I don't even know his last name, but I talked to him on the phone a lot. And after talking to him, and he said, well, I want to send you some product. And I said, well, I'll pay for them. He said, no. He said, I do very well. Well, he sent some things. And one was Shilajit. And I don't even know. Oh, some fulvic minerals, which I thought were great. Ashwagandha and Makuna. This is really an extraordinary website. If you go on one radio network and you have some bucks and you want to buy some things that that will help your body to get stronger, Omica Organics, you'll see it on the front page. Try some Shilajit. Shilajit is really an amazing substance. And the Shilajit that Rafi has is High Himalayan Shilajit. So it's way high up, and this is the real deal. And you can get bulk, and you can get capsules, you can get paste, capsules, powders. You actually get a kilo if you want. Whoa, a kilo of paste. Very powerful, just rocks. Dr. Jennifer Daniels is a big fan of Shilajit, and she's not a big fan of a lot of, she's pretty selective when she even talks about anything when it comes to supplementation, as we are. We're very picky too with just Daniel and Sithrival and Shen Blossom because of their quality and their, you know, their focus and their intention on what works and what's good and what's real and the ingredients. So check out Omica Organics. I think you'll find some really fun things there. Shop around. Also, if you're interested in getting a water filter for your home, something that you can take with you if you live in an apartment, Rafi, after talking with him, and I have two systems that I purchased from Rafi. One downstairs in our rainwater, and then one upstairs in our sink. These big guys, big tubes, and man, they'll clean up everything. He has a shower filter that will rock and roll. Let me find this Bath and Body. If you go to Shop Bath and Body, here it is, the Omica shower filter. It's $134. Let me just read a little bit. Our cutting-edge shower filtration technology uses a revolutionary combination of powerful elements, rendering an enhanced shower experience. Omica Organics has developed an integrated technology that yields an advanced filtration system that helps reduce harmful contaminants. If you're on city water, well, any kind of water, even rainwater, which I am, you want to get one of these guys. When we take showers, it, you know, it soaks into our skin, right? So anything in this city, homeopathic doses of statins from your neighbor, whatever, chlorine, fluoride, this is probably the most powerful shower filter I've ever experienced. It was interesting. I learned about Rafi from Ken Rolo, my friend Ken, and I bought one of these shower filters from Ken about 3-4 years ago and was using it ever since. And tell you the power of this guy. We're on rainwater collection system. And rainwater is very aggressive water. It's a male water. In other words, it pulls things from the pipes and from the water heaters. Pulls it. It's male because there's no minerals. If you put a TDS meter on rainwater, it's 07. Nothing there. It's just pew, pew, water. Now, if you put a TDS meter on your city water or well water, it's way up there. There's stuff in there. And that deposits things on your water filters, your pipes, your water heater, which is why water heaters only last so long, because the water, there's a word for it, deposits, corrodes, whatever. Does that make sense? So that's what it does. So when we put the rainwater system in almost 25 years ago, they put in copper pipes. Probably not the best choice because rainwater is so aggressive and it can pull copper out of the pipes. It's not the best copper in the world, not organic copper that you can actually absorb. And I suspect that's one of the reasons why my hair kind of went more grayish than normal, because copper disorientation, dysregulation affects gray hair. Did you know that? It's true. Anyway, but copper is also, I don't know if you've ever seen it up close or put heat onto it, or if you've seen it when they weld it, it's actually a turquoise color. It's a green color. Copper is green, kind of like high copper crabs and lobster and things like that. It's kind of got a green thing to us. Adam probably understands why that is. It's a green, it's a blood thing. Makes sense? So for years, my shower would get this turquoise color to it from the copper pipes, the shower, which I was getting in my, you know, my hair and my body and everything. I don't think it hurt me. But I tried all kinds, and this Omica was the only shower filter that took it out. Not totally, probably 90. Now it's totally gone. I don't see any of it any longer. At first it didn't, which is really interesting. It took a while for it. I don't know why. Anyway, so it's the only one. So this is a great shower filter. So go on our website, oneradionetwork.com, click on Omica Organics, look at some of their products, and then also get one of these shower filters, and you'll be glad you did. If you haven't tried our sulfur, I've been doing lots of sulfur lately. I don't know why. I've been just... phew, lots. Let me have a drink here. Not that what I do, you know, is important to you, because we're all different, but I think you'll like this product. People have been ordering over and over and over again for years. I mean, years. They like it. They feel better with it. It helps detoxify the body. So there's a lot of things going on with sulfur that we don't really even know is going on with the detoxification process that goes on. And then just the brightness that you can get from taking it in the brain. And I think it's just bringing more oxygen everywhere. We've had so many emails over the years of guys who report morning wood south of the border. for the first time in many, many years after taking sulfur for a month or two. Probably a circulation thing. So it's a great product. It's one of the few that are out there in the world that does not have silicon dioxide and other adjuvants in there. They just make it from DMSO and hydrogen peroxide. It's not certified organic. There's no way you can do that because but it's organic in the sense that it's just stuff, not chemicals. The MSO originally comes from pine trees. And hydrogen peroxide is just a thing they make. I don't know how they make hydrogen peroxide. But it's the real deal, and it's clean, and they get it tested, and there's nothing else in there except sulfur, which is rare. So it costs a little more. But you'll like it. I think you'll like it. You can do a tablespoon twice a day and more if you like, just depending on how much you weigh, and play around with it. Have fun with it. I don't think you can do too much. Oh, I guess you can do too much anything.
We are listener-supported, One Radio Network.
Okay, fun seekers, this is OneRadioNetwork.com. We are live here May 7th. Thanks for your ongoing support. A couple people signed up to send us one person $10 and $20 a month. And, you know, that's really cool. I appreciate that. And we have people that have been doing that for years. Oh, maybe 20 folks send us $10 or something. It really helps. It just all helps. So if you'd ever want to do that and just to support what we do here, and that'd be great. God love you. And God does love you. Patrick, do you remember, here's an email from Ellen. Do you remember the children's game, Simon Says? The virus situation is just like that. The controllers didn't say Simon Says this time, and everyone is doing it anyway. That's right. Simon Says do this. Simon Says get this vaccine. It's not a vaccine. A quaxine. Simon Says get it. I know people who are pretty aware of stuff. You know, they're not woke. You know, folks that believe that Joe Biden is going to save you, or, you know, they're pretty woke stuff about war and the economy, and, you know, not woke, but they're pretty aware. Here comes Doodle. Come on, Doodle. There she is. See her tail? They're pretty aware about stuff. Like I say, the economy, things like that. You know, the money game. And they ran out and got a vaccine. These things are really dangerous. We have no idea what they're going to do. I want to play a little clip. I don't know if we'll play the whole thing, but I think I can grab it here. Let me see. Which one do I want? Do I want this one? Yeah. Check this out, Tucker.
Same as a federal mandate. They're very different. Quote, the government is not now, nor will it be, requiring vaccine passports. That's what Joe Biden's FLAC assured reporters. So as important as vaccines may be, and they are, The question of whether to take them, whether to have powerful drugs injected into your body, is the most intimate kind of personal health decision. Politicians and bureaucrats should have no role in a decision like that. You may have heard that before. These decisions are for the individual alone to decide in consultation with family, physicians, and clergy. When it comes to medical care, it is your body, it is your choice, just as it has been since 1973. And that seemed to be, consistently enough, the Biden administration's position on vaccines. Many people assumed it was their position, but it was not. On the question of vaccines, Joe Biden is not pro-choice. Joe Biden is pro-mandate. You may have missed that. Just because there is no official federal requirement to take the coronavirus vaccine does not mean that you and your family won't be required to take it. With the full backing of the Biden administration, private industry and nonprofits may be forcing you to. For example, colleges across the country have announced that they will require vaccine passports in the fall. Students who can't show proof of COVID vaccination will not be allowed on campus. Yale, Georgetown, Princeton have adopted this rule, and of course, most have followed. Now, Duke, Columbia, Cornell, the University of Michigan is requiring the COVID vaccine. So is the University of Massachusetts and the entire University of California system, which is the largest in the country.
When students at the University of California head back to school next fall, they'll likely need to have a COVID vaccination when they step onto campus. UC made the announcement Thursday, along with California State University campuses. And Stanford University's provost sent out a letter stating they will require full COVID-19 vaccination as well.
You can see where this is going, and at high speed. Soon, virtually all college students in America will be required to take the COVID vaccine. In effect, it is a national mandate, though because it has happened piecemeal, school by school, each apparently making an independent decision, few have recognized that as it's happened. But a national mandate is what it is. The question is why? Why are schools doing this, and is it a good idea? From a medical standpoint, it's hard to understand the reasoning behind this. As a group, young people are not at risk of dying from COVID. Maybe more significant, huge numbers of college students have already been infected with the coronavirus. We know that, and therefore they have natural immunity to it. So why do these kids need the vaccine? No one has explained that. The question has rarely been asked. But in no other circumstance we're aware of do we immunize people against a virus for which they already have antibodies. Again, from a medical perspective, that doesn't make sense. And it seems especially strange to require it in this case. None of the coronavirus vaccines have been approved by the FDA. They're experimental medicines. They're administered under emergency authorization. That does not mean that they are dangerous, and we are not claiming the coronavirus vaccines are dangerous. But we are telling the truth, which is there are unresolved concerns about their long-term effects on some people, including their effects on female fertility. That is not a conspiracy theory. That is true. It's an honest question, what's the long-term effect, that no one so far has been able to answer. And it's not simply being asked by partisans, it's being asked by practicing physicians. Catherine Lee, for example, is a research fellow in the Division of Public Health Sciences at Washington University in St. Louis. Lee doesn't seem like a partisan Republican or a QAnon adherent or a crank. She gladly took the coronavirus vaccine. She seems to support the coronavirus vaccine strongly. But then in herself, she noticed unexpected effects on her menstrual cycle. Quote, "It wasn't a symptom that was on the list," Lee said. "I expected that my arm would be sore or that I might have a fever or headache, but this just wasn't on the list." Kate Clancy, another scientist who studies female fertility at the University of Illinois, reported that she had the same symptoms after she got the vaccine, and she wrote about it in some detail on Twitter. You can look it up. After she did write about it, dozens of other women wrote in about similar experiences they had had after getting the vaccine. None of these symptoms had been described in the medical literature. The reason? The clinical trials for the vaccines never tested for the effects on the female menstrual cycle or for fertility or on pregnant women. So maybe the symptoms amount to nothing. That's often the case. Maybe they amount to something. We don't know. The fact is, we can't say what the long-term effects of this vaccine will be on women, including pregnant women. Honest people admit this. Every scientist knows it. According to a recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, quote, "More longitudinal follow-up, including follow-up of large numbers of women vaccinated earlier in pregnancy, is necessary to inform maternal, pregnancy, and infant outcomes. In other words, at this point, and there's no changing this because it's true, we just don't know. Again, that does not mean the coronavirus vaccine is dangerous. There is no proof that it's dangerous. But there doesn't need to be. We don't need proof of harm in order for public health officials to be careful and precise about how they distribute these drugs. No medicine is designed for every person in all circumstances. In fact, every prescription, a doctor writes, is the result of a cost-benefit analysis. Most people, for example, would consider chemotherapy a miracle treatment. It is. It saves lives. We are grateful for chemotherapy. But just because we are grateful for chemotherapy does not mean that we would give chemotherapy to the entire American population. We don't even give chemotherapy to every cancer patient, because every patient is unique, just as every person is. That is a fundamental precept of medicine, of science. And yet somehow our COVID vaccination policy does not acknowledge this. For the purposes of vaccination, our leaders, including our public health officials, pretend that a 19-year-old athlete is identical to an 80-year-old with emphysema. Both need the COVID vaccination immediately. Whatever else that is, it is not a scientific standard. It is quackery. And yet every power center in American life appears to be unquestioningly on board with it. NBC News is now running, and you may have seen these, PSAs, public service announcements, with its on-air talent demanding that everyone in the country get the shot. Barack Obama just released this creepy little video telling small children to get the shot.
Hi, everybody. It's Barack. Now that every American over the age of 16 is eligible to get the vaccine, I want to talk about you getting yours. The vaccine is safe, it's effective, it's free. I got one. Michelle got one. People you know got one. And now you can get one too. It's the only way we're going to get back to all the things we love, from safely spending time with grandparents to going to concerts and watching live sports. So get the vaccine as soon as you can.
Some creepy old guy telling your children, your little kids, to take medicine whose effects we do not fully understand. It's totally normal. Yeah, that happens every day. Don't ask questions. Just do it. As CNN explained recently, we're not getting our freedom back until you do.
And when we can reduce the level of infection in the community, increase vaccination rates, that's when at some point, hopefully soon, but at some point, we can relax the restrictions. I don't know if that works for many Americans. For many people, it probably does work to say, yes, we're in this together. It's patriotic. We're doing this together. But I think a lot of people are thinking kind of selfishly, thinking what's in it for me. And they're not willing to wait until this elusive herd immunity. If we can tell those individuals who otherwise would not get vaccinated, if we say to them, the moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated, when you reach the 2-week mark. These are people who otherwise might not be vaccinated. So let's give them that incentive.
Did you listen to that carefully? It is selfish, says the crank doctor on television, even to consider what effect a medicine might have on your body or on the bodies of your own children. It's selfish. That's the sort of person now in charge of America's public health policy. Just shut up and take it. It's immoral to consider the risks. She just said that. Some are telling us it's racist to consider the risks. The lady scientists at The View took the opportunity, as they so often do, to inject race hate into an intrinsically colorblind issue. What do vaccines have to do with race? Nothing. But the ladies on The View informed us that only people of a certain color are holding the country back.
White evangelicals, 45% say they won't get vaccinated, according to a Pew Research. Republicans, almost 50% of Republicans are refusing to get the vaccine. So we won't reach herd immunity because of those particular groups. So I say we need to shun those that refuse to get vaccinated.
It is awful for anyone with a public platform to talk like that, particularly now. It's also destructive of the country. This is nothing to do with race. It has no bearing on race whatsoever. This is a question of free will. At this point, the people who haven't been vaccinated aren't a specific race. The people who haven't been vaccinated against COVID are the ones who have affirmatively decided they don't want to be vaccinated against COVID. in that they are exercising what they assumed was a fundamental American right, the right to choose which medicines you put in your own body. Until recently, all of us assumed that we had that right, and we did. And then the people in charge figured out how to take it away. They found our pressure point. If you disobey us, they've announced, and Barack Obama has affirmed them, and so has Joe Biden, if you disobey, we will prevent your children from being educated. That will work, by the way, because short of arrest and imprisonment, keeping children out of school is the most coercive measure the authorities could take. Why? Because most Americans still believe, correctly or not, that college is the key to advancement in our society. Take that away and everything collapses. Forbidding kids from getting an education dooms kids to a life of low status and low income. Whether or not that's true, many parents believe it is true as a matter of faith. We've been telling ourselves that for 80 years. So parents will do anything to save their children's future, including allowing them to get medicine they don't want and they don't need. Parents across the country have already allowed school administrators to harm their children in the name of COVID. And for the most part, they have said nothing. Here's a recent scene from Oregon.
Maggie Williams just seconds away from setting the Summit school record in the 800 meter, a moment of glory, overshadowed by this moment of concern. Williams finished.
Okay. Well, God bless Tucker Carlson. He's the only person out there, a mainstream media, that's even getting close to talking about this. And as I said, by the way, he has the biggest audience of his kind of people, commentators, I don't know, whatever you call them, talk show, on television. Do you believe all that? Whoa. And it was interesting, by the way, this Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com, May 7, 2021. We are live here. It's about 11 o'clock Central. If you'd like to join the show, Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com or telephone number 888-663-6386. There was an attorney that we've had on twice. His name is Renz, R-E-N-Z. You can look for his shows on our archives if you're interested. And he called this one, and I actually sent him an email this morning because I sent him this, he probably saw it, and said he was not only an attorney but an oracle. He called this one. And this was about a month and a half ago or so on our show. He said, be careful. Don't, if you just called in, hold on, let me finish this thought and I'll pick up the phone. Stay right there. Don't get all this idea that the Biden administration is saying that we're not going to mandate vaccines. This is what Ren said and just what Carlson affirmed. Because they're not saying that. But where it's going to happen is in the private sector. And this is what's going on. Colleges, universities, great schools, airlines, and all kinds of places. This is where it's going on. And this is because they're getting pressure from the government. But they're not, the government is out of it. But they're not. Because they give them money. Does that make sense? So this is how they do it. They give them money. They give them money, and then if you don't do what we tell you to do, the airlines, they get all kinds of subsidies. So this is how they do it. Because if the government did it, it would be totally unconstitutional. It would never fly. So Carlson is right on, and Renz was right on, and this is where it's going. This is how you and I are going to have just have to get a little more creative with our lives, and we'll be driving instead of flying. Good morning. On the phone, who's this?
Hi, Patrick. This is John from New York.
Hello, John.
How you doing, Patrick?
I'm good.
Great. Excellent. looks like another beautiful day in Dripping Springs tonight.
Yeah, you can hear the birds.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I wanted to just call in and say how much I enjoyed the round table. I really like the round table format.
With Melissa and Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. I think the reason I liked it is because there is some back and forth between the experts rather than the normal format of, one person, which is you asking one question. There was some interaction between the experts, which was, really nice to have that difference in perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do more like we did with Cohen, right? We did with Cohen and Kaufman, and we're trying to put something together with Kaufman and Lanka, the fellow.
And I also think that, three people, I think having two guests would be a good balance. If you have too many, I think it's kind of hard to manage all that conversation going on. But I think, the three-person format really works well.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we'll do more. We're easily set up to do it.
And I think it will be interesting if you have, let's say, some issue where you have some, one person pro, that's pro and one person that's against and have some sort of a lively debate. I think that would be also very interesting.
Debate.
Because, nowadays in our society, we're not used to having, intelligent debates anymore, right? Like, everyone is so polarized where, one person is really for something, and then one person is really against something. But, nobody's patient enough to hear the other side, to learn about all the issues, pros and cons, and then make an intelligent decision after listening to both sides.
Right.
So I think that would be very valuable in our society to have that type of a dialogue and friendly debates again.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Did you get a chance? Did you hear the lady on the Constitution?
Oh yes. I was gonna ask you. I think it would be nice to sign up for her program. It's because it seems like it's really important just to know what all of those documents said and reading the state constitution, because I didn't even realize that every state has a constitution, and depending on which state you live in, the way that you work things can be very different. Right, and the way that you have to understand how to approach your decisions or action is based on what the state this constitution of your state, what the laws are, and in the area that you live.
John, and I think it's going to be more and more important, in the next 5-10 years, is because, in my opinion, there's going to be a whole lot more separation between the states and Washington, because they're so bonkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. You can see it coming, exactly. Right? You can see it coming. Florida, Texas, they're just separating themselves, and I think there'll be a day when you'll see these states secede from the Union, just get out, because what I see going on, that the globalists, with the voting and with the people coming in over the border, they're going to control this thing forever. You're never going to get a new guy in there. Not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's also very interesting to understand the differences between the constitution between different states, right? So, let's say Florida and Texas, has, more of a, how do you say, laissez-faire, or more states that allow more freedom for citizens. So just to understand the differences in the in how the state constitutions work is also, I think, a very important part of our education.
Well,
which we haven't really learned in school, by the way.
Well, I would suggest that if you look at the state constitutions, which is long ago, that they're all laissez-faire and more freedom oriented.
Yeah.
Because they knew that they didn't want the government, federal government, kicking their butt. So you'll find, but so now, John, I think it's just a matter of who the governor is. So right now we have, you know, two conservative governors, Abbott and DeSantis, Florida and Texas. And that's why, you know, he's passing these anti-vax laws and no passports in both states, right?
Right, right.
But I think the Constitution support freedom. I think you'll see that everywhere in all states.
Yeah. And I think it's just important for the citizens to understand their state constitution, just to see what the laws are, right? If, let's say, you have a governor who's enforcing the law or not enforcing the law, I think it's important to know what exactly the law is, or what jurisdiction or power that each of the branches of government has.
Well, the truth of it is, if you look at Texas, I don't know, that's the only one I know, they can't do anything, John.
Right.
They can't tell you to do anything.
Exactly.
Nothing. That's the whole point. They just can't. Now, when they do these constitutions, they make them just like our constitution, like Chris Ann Hall talked about. Government can't tell you to do anything. They don't even have a jurisdiction any place out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
zero.
Right.
Nada. Nothing. The Supreme Court thing is a big scam. You know, she talked about Roe v. Wade. That's all just made up. You know, Richard Proctor talked about that. That's all made up. Supreme Court can't tell you what to do. You know, she argued and Proctor argued, the only person involved in Roe v. Wade was Roe and Wade. That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly, those two parties, that's it.
That's it. Everybody else is just, they're just along for the ride, man. You know?
Along for the ride, yeah.
I mean, isn't that amazing, John, that it's just that much of a fairy tale? Whoa.
Well, I think a lot of it is controlled by the incentive, right? I think, as you mentioned before, earlier, that they control by having, you know, preventing access or allowing access
sure.
to certain
that's how they do
things,
it.
Like, you know, such as, like, you know, public school, you know, you can't go to school. Like, nowadays, it started with some schools in the Northeast where, you know, you have to have the vaccine in order to come back to school. Mm-hmm. It started with one school, right? And then all of them just kind of lined up one after another.
Yeah. They're all doing it now for the fall.
Guess which school it started with, this, you know, that declared that all students need to have
the Yale?
Vaccine. No, it's Rutgers, State University of New Jersey. In New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey, wow.
The area where I am.
Jeez. Rutgers.
Some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rutgers is the first one. And then one after the other, all of the schools in New York and also New Jersey, like Columbia, Cornell, a lot of the schools in New York followed suit very soon after.
Yeah.
After that. Yeah.
Well, it's a brave new world, Jono.
Exactly. Well, we don't really need that anyway, right? Because with the internet, we can learn, we can have all the knowledge that we want. And we don't really need to have, you know, that college degree to get the knowledge that we need. So,
sure.
I think that's the positive from, you know, nowadays.
I wouldn't be surprised too if they'll tie in the whole student loan thing with vaxes too, even more vaxes,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You get more vaxes, and we'll let you don't have to pay us back. Okay, that's okay.
Right. I think it's going to be, controlled through schools and maybe employment. Like if you have to,
right.
You know, you have to get the vaccine to stay at a particular job.
Right. I think there's going to be some real issues with that. I saw something today. I think there's going to be some real legal issues with them.
Yeah. Well,
I
think the way that they work is that they're not gonna explicitly say that you must get it, but there's a general direction, like there's a nudging. Let's call it a nudging, right? Like it's highly encouraged for the employees to get it, something like that.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
It's always like some there's some subtlety there. They're not gonna say you're gonna be fired, but there's like a strong. Let's say a strong incentive to get it. Like, for example, they may give you a free donut or something.
Well, I think Montana is passing a law saying that companies cannot demand vaccines for employment. See, this can be done on the state level. So no matter what Sleepy Joe does, it doesn't matter.
Well, I can tell you from my personal perspective. When I was still employed at my company, they had this informational session about the vaccines, and they brought, like, they did a round table, right? So very similar to your round table where they had the moderator who was the CEO of the company. And then there were two additional experts, vaccine experts, that spoke about, the positive benefits of having the vaccine. So there were two experts, just like your show, they had a round table. And the two experts were both pro-vaccine. So whenever the CEO would ask a question, and then one of the experts would say, it creates a spike protein and it's very beneficial to your body. And then the other expert would just completely agree with the other person and say, yeah, that's, absolutely right. There's it's absolutely safe, and based on the data and the research, the vaccine is entirely safe, right? And then there was just kind of like no intelligent questioning to say, well, how do you exactly prove that? It just, they always kept on going back to the research saying that based on our data and the research, it's 100% safe. That's exactly like what they kind of said about the vaccine. So as I'm hearing it, I just kind of like listen to your show and their show, and it seems that there's kind of some lack of intelligent questioning that I noticed. So just like based on that, that personal perspective, they also said that, well, based on this information, you should make your own, informed judgment, right? But based on that particular session, there's really no debate. There's just one direction, what the company wants the employees to do. But that was just my feeling.
Yeah, of course.
I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, Jeff. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. You take care, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thank
you.
There was another, I believe it was also, I think it was Montana as well. I was looking for it while I was talking to John, that they're passing a law that they're going to end the unemployment benefits because they can't find enough people to go to work. I don't know if you've seen this around the country. There's a labor shortage happening, incredible labor. Companies can't find people to go to work, right? They can't find people. There's like 10, 20 million people out of work. But they're not really out of work. They're on the government payroll. And this is another thing, what the globalists are doing with all of this stimulus and all this free stuff that they're talked Biden into doing, talked him into doing, they just told him to do it. So people are staying home because they're making more money staying home than they are working. Why would they work? Which is the whole point of socialism, right? So now states are going to begin to pass laws saying, we're not going to give you any more stuff, because it goes through the state. You got to go back to work. Good for them. So yeah, this country is going to be more and more divided, state by state. Montana, South Dakota, Texas, Florida, Oklahoma, Tennessee, I think, is waking up. Other states will probably be 20 or so, and probably to start our own little country. Be fun. You guys stay over there. This is Patrick Timpone. It is May 7, 2021. We are live here. It's a little bit after 11, about 20 after 11. If you care to join the show, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Yeah, it was in Montana. I wrote myself a note. Montana said, no, you got to go back to work. You're not going to give any more money. Come back to work. So, if you are thinking about moving somewhere, find yourself a state that kind of in tune with this. Because these states like Texas and Florida and Oklahoma and Montana and South Dakota, I would imagine, you don't know for sure, but the chances of them ever going the other way with all the amount of people that like what the governors are doing, like in Florida and Texas with all this stuff, you know, a Democrat, a socialist controlled, globalist controlled governor is not going to get elected. It's not going to happen. You know, so find a state that respects the Constitution, the Second Amendment, so you can have a weapon in case you need to protect yourself and kind of on board with freedom. Freedom. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. I started the show out. If you just tuned in, I was going to do a an acupuncture treatment this afternoon after the show, right after early afternoon. And I hadn't done one for a while, and I heard about this fellow from China that I heard was good. And I said, that'd be fun. Let's go do it and get a little tune-up and get, you know, it opens up the meridians. But I'm learning how to do it anyway. I'm doing it all the time, every night, with my stretching and my pas de la jing on steroids. It's interesting. That started several years ago. But anyway, so they called this morning and just wanted to give me an update and just asked me before I came in if I knew anybody with COVID, had been around anybody with COVID, and I didn't have a heart to tell them I don't believe in it. I just said no, and they said okay, and they said, well, you have to have a mask to come in our offices. And I said, so I was gonna pony up and wear one for a minute to walk in there. And I said, but then I can take it off during you have to wear it during the acupuncture session. So without even considering, I said, no, well, thanks. I don't want to do that. And they said, okay. Hung up. Can you imagine lying on a acupuncture table, supposedly getting a healing session, wearing a stupid piece of dirty cloth for a virus that doesn't exist, telling your body that I'm really going to wear this because I'm, one, I believe there's a virus. Two, I don't believe there's a virus, but I am so passive that I'm going to wear one anyway because I'm not going to do any of that stuff. I'm not going to give that message to my body. It just make you weaker. So it's real important, you know, this whole idea of not doing what these people are telling you to do, it's very important. People say, well, I'm just going to do it because, well, okay. But you're putting yourself into a weakened position when you do that. It's just it's a lesser thing than, you know, it's not as dramatic as getting vaxxed so you could fly, which is weird. But it's the same thing if you're going in someplace wearing a mask just because you're acquiescing and becoming part of the herd, and you're not doing something good for your body. You're actually telling your body that it can't survive without whatever you want to get by wearing a mask. Don't do that. I mean, you can if you want. I just recommend don't do it. Keep in mind, every thought, every image, every feeling that we believe is real is body at that moment. I've seen it. It's just the way it works. This is why we age. This is why we get sick. This is why everything happens. Because what we as spiritual beings believe to be true is what we experience. This is how and why we create our reality. It's just that simple. So this takes, to really get into this, it takes exquisite focus every moment. Washing dishes, cleaning the house, planting flowers, whatever you're doing, whatever is going on internally in your internal world, that is what your body is experiencing. It just is. It's just one unit, soul, mind, body. Even though they're separate, out here walking around, it's just one. So this is incredible information. This is incredible opportunity. And at the same time, it's incredible responsibility. So once you understand this and play with this idea, if you choose to, thank you, Tom Cruise, your mission, if you choose to, no more accidents, no more coincidences, no more, well, I got this and I, you know, have to take responsibility for it all, everything. Locking the car door with the keys in it, whatever, everything. So it's fun. Keeps you on your toes, baby. But that's where the action is. That's where the magic is. And in my opinion, that's the only reason we're here, is to really get that. And also, in my opinion, it's the only way you get out of here. The only way you get out. Update, because it's the only way you get out. Otherwise, in my opinion and understanding, there's a good chance you just come back around and do it again right here, right now, planet Earth. And if you want to come back on planet Earth in 20 years from now, or 30, or whatever, how long it is in between lives, good luck with that. But I don't think you have to. I know you have to. I can't prove it, but I know you don't have to. We're live here this morning, May 7. This is from Chris, Pennsylvania. They're bonkers up there. They have a bonkers governor up there. If I didn't see this, I don't know if I'd believe it. Just witnessed in the grocery store, parents pushing their small child in a stroller that was completely encompassed with a thick plastic zippered cover. Oh. This boy may have been 2 years old. My heart goes out to him. What is wrong with these parents? They should be brought up on child abuse. When will this madness end? You know, I don't know if I'd be that strong, Chris, with that. You know, Chris, I think they're just been so programmed. And, you know, we play that little clip that Tucker played from CNN, and what'd they say? Everybody has to get vaccinated. It's your patriotic duty to get vaccine. And don't be selfish and not take your vaccine, because if we don't have herd immunity, we can't go back to normal. The herd immunity thing is a lie. It is a joke. It is just not true. Why? Because there's no virus. What do you got? Herd immunity from what? The whole concept is so stupid. Like if 75% of the people are immune from this imaginary virus, that the other 25% are going to get this imaginary virus? Who does that make sense to? These people are just making stuff up. PhDs, I don't care what they have. They just go to university to teach them nonsense. They don't know what they're talking about. You, by listening to our shows for 10 years, you know more about your body than a PhD in I don't know, whatever. Most of them. Certainly more than MDs know. Did you hear him on that clip? You're not going to get your freedom back until you get a vaccine. Really? Okay. Whew. You're not going to get your freedom back till you take the vaccine? Which is not a vaccine? We should do a lottery and see how long Tucker's going to last on CNN, on Fox. Yeah, I don't want him to go anywhere. Kind of fun. When are you going to get Ted Slanker back on? Love you from far south Texas, from Jeff. I don't know. He's a good one. He's a grass-fed guy. Grass-fed meat guy. Here is a... Sometimes, how do these emails, sometimes the print gets smaller? How's that even possible? This is from Megan in Alberta. Hi, Megan. Yep, things are getting crazy up here in Canada. Some days I wish I had moved out of the country before all this lockdown stuff, trusting God will keep us protected and safe. Finally moved out of the city a week ago, easier to be under the radar in the country and beginning the path of getting off grid. Good for you. Bulk is the way to go. Not sure when that will be taken away or when Health Canada bans all healthy things going out of into the country. I'd like to get 4 pounds of sulfur. Here's her address. And then she's ordering sulfur. Yeah, you can get more than 4 pounds or 2 pounds if you just email me, tell me how many pounds you want, and we'll hook you up. Great, man.